Steve, again, probably frustration again.
Yeah, but we played... It's always difficult when you play against 10. And for the 40 minutes we played against 10, we've had four, five, six chances, Mark. And as I said, since I've been here, if we've got an Achilles heel, it's taken them chances in big games. How many clear-cut ones have we had? I can recall them time after time. And unfortunately, that becomes a frustration. Mm. But summed up with the one at the end where Snoddy hits the bar, the one then that comes out to Hourihane, and he looks as if he's done all the right things, smashing it to work, and Hogan somehow clears it off the line. Mm. You know, if there's ever been a frustration for us all, it was that. But the positives were there for everybody to see. I thought for large periods of it, you know, even with 10 men each, which was levelled up after 60 minutes. So frustration that we haven't won the game. But that, for me, look, I know there's mass hysteria, but for me, we've got the makings of a very decent team in this division. And so we should. And it's only a matter of time before, I'm sure, before things will turn for us. And we turn these draws into wins, because there's the frustration. You know, go nick that one, go nick Saturday. Different ballpark.
Mm-hmm. What's your view on the two Reds? You must have had a good view of the first one.
Well, I've had a good view of the two of them. And look, I'm obviously going to be biased. But I think everybody in the ground will witness that the first challenge is horrific. Mm. 2 feet off the ground. Mm. This day and age, it's a red card. Now, Lansbury's made a stupid challenge. He's deliberately tripped him. But when has that ever been a red card? Mm. When there's three people behind the ball? The silliness for me, for Henry, there's no need to do it, which is put the referee in a position to give and even the game up, which he has done. And that for me is the disappointment, because it's nowhere, even though it's stupid from Henry, there's nowhere it's a red card, not in my eyes.
I mean, we use the word take one for the team sometimes in a foul like that, because they were managing a counter attack.
Yeah, and they trip.
Is there any argument that the referee would think it was too cynical, even though there's three defenders?
But look, if, you know, it's not serious foul play. No. He's deliberately tripped him. Mm. So it's a yellow card. That's the letter of the law. There's nothing dangerous or reckless about it. Mm. So therefore, it's not a red card. Now, the referee, I'm going to say, is going to make some cock and bull story that he's kicked him. He hasn't. He's tripped him, deliberately tried to trip him. Mm. That was stupid, I have to say. And arguably, could have cost us the game.
One or two of the positives, you got Yedin at back for a half. Was that always the plan tonight?
No, I just thought, you know, when we're down to 10 men, I just thought I needed natural width. Mm. You know, we've been a little bit hamstrung now with, obviously, Greeny's, I don't know if it's out there, had an operation yesterday on his hamstring. Obviously, we're Grealish as well in that sort of position. Then I just thought we needed a bit extra width and a bit of pace, and I wanted people on the pitch who could maybe score a goal. Maybe it might have been a time for Mila, but I wanted people who could score a goal and use the advantage and made a change.
Okay, so what's his situation with Andre then? Is that an operation on his hamstring? And how long does that take, roughly?
A month, I think. It'll be months. We wish him a speedy recovery. It's never nice when a young one, a really good young player, has been hampered with it, Mark. So, but it's going to be a long time.
Okay. And finally, for me, on to Barnsley. Never an easy place to go and miss that and the other. But
no, never easy.
At least you're keeping clean sheets. Let's look at one or two of the good things. Just that ability.
Yes,
to nick,
that
nick
negativity
a goal.
And now I'm too negative and all the rest of it. We did everything we possibly can. We had every striker on the pitch, and the boring tag is going to come out, and off with me head's going to come out again, Mark. You know, the mass hysteria doesn't take long. Look, we've had a disappointing start, but there's signs that we're not far off a very decent side in this championship, believe me. It'll turn. It's just we've got to be patient, and I hope others are.